Welcome to the deep dive. Ever fill up your gas tank and wonder, like, where all that money actually goes?
Right.
Or how global oil prices impact, say, the cost of a new couch?
Yeah.
We're going deep on a research paper that tackles those exact questions.
Oh, cool.
Asymmetric effects of oil prices on the manufacturing sector in Turkey.
Interesting title.
It definitely catches your eye. This paper by Tarul and Alper back in 2010.
Okay.
They didn't shy away from complexity. They were looking at how changes in oil prices, both up and down, create ripple effects throughout an entire economy.
Wow.
Using Turkey in the 90s and 2000s as their case study.
Now, you might be thinking, Turkey, what does that have to do with me?
Right.
But that's the beauty of economics.
Okay.
This paper reveals some fundamental dynamics that play out everywhere.
Okay, let's unpack this. Why Turkey?
Yeah.
What makes their situation such a good example?
Think about it. Turkey was and still is heavily reliant on oil imports.
Right.
They're a relatively small economy, too. And their currency, the Turkish lira, was experiencing some wild fluctuations against the U.S. dollar back then.
So imagine a tiny boat on a stormy sea. Any change in the global oil market would send massive waves their way.
Precisely. But here's where it gets even more interesting.
Where?
The Turkish government has a history of adjusting taxes on oil products.
Really?
Sometimes quite dramatically.
So the price you see at the pump in Turkey isn't necessarily a direct reflection of what's happening with global crude oil prices.
Exactly. They've got this whole other layer of government influence.
Wow.
In fact, the researchers found that Turkish consumers were paying some of the highest prices in the world for fuel.
Wow. That's a startling discovery. I wonder what the impact was on their manufacturing sector.
Well, to figure that out, let's talk about how the researchers tackled this complex economic puzzle.
Okay.
They used something called a VAR model.
Okay.
Imagine a giant spreadsheet where each column is a different economic factor.
Okay.
Like oil prices, government taxes, industrial output for different sectors, and each row is a point in time.
So they're basically tracking all these moving parts over time.
Yes. And the VAR model helps them analyze how changes in one column, say, oil prices ripple through the others. It's a way to see if there's a correlation and to untangle cause and effect.
Okay, so they plug all this Turkish economic data from the 90s and 2000s into this VAR model.
Yeah.
What emerges from the data? So after crunching all those numbers, what did the researchers find?
Yeah, so...
Was Turkey's economy one big stress fracture waiting to happen?
That's a great question. And okay. Here's the first surprise.
Okay.
Overall, Turkey's industrial output, it didn't seem to be massively affected by these oil price swings.
Wowie.
Yeah. It's like the whole economy had learned to adapt, at least to some extent.
Interesting. So maybe that tiny boat analogy wasn't quite right.
Right.
Maybe it was more like a sturdy, well-balanced ship.
Yeah.
That could handle some rough seas.
A good analogy. But... while the overall picture might seem calm,
yeah.
When we zoom in on specific manufacturing sectors,
okay.
A more nuanced story emerges.
I see. Okay.
Some industries were definitely taking on more water than others.
Okay. So which industries felt the biggest impact from oil price spikes? I'm guessing anything that uses oil as like a primary ingredient, like plastics?
You got it. Wood and wood products.
Okay.
Chemicals, rubber and plastics.
Uh-huh.
Even furniture.
Wow.
All took a hit when oil prices shot up. These industries rely heavily on oil either as a raw material or an energy source.
Mm-hmm.
So their costs go up.
Yeah.
And that trickles down to the prices consumers pay.
Right. So that new couch just got a whole lot more expensive. But there was one industry that really surprised me when I read this paper. Motor vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think they'd be hit hard by, like, expensive fuel.
Yeah.
But the researchers didn't find a strong connection.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
That's the head scratcher, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it gets to the heart of why this research is so valuable.
Okay.
It highlights how complex these economic relationships can be.
Okay.
The researchers speculate that the motor vehicle industry's resilience might be because, at the time, the Turkish market was shifting towards more fuel-efficient cars.
So even though gas was getting more expensive, people were driving cars that used less of it.
Exactly. And that leads us to a really crucial insight. Shifts in consumer behavior, like opting for more fuel-efficient cars, can offset or at least complicate the impact of global trends like rising oil prices.
Wow.
It's something policymakers need to keep in mind.
It's like a balancing act.
Right.
All these different forces pushing and pulling on each other. So for those of us who aren't wading through economic data all day, what's the big takeaway here? If we had to distill this down to one key idea, what would it be?
I think the most important lesson is that the relationship between oil prices and a country's economy is rarely simple,
That's right.
unpredictable.
Makes it
It's not
tight.
just a matter of oil prices go up, everyone
It's
suffers.
more nuanced than that.
Much more. There are so many other factors at play: government policies, consumer behavior, technological advancements, even just random events nobody could have predicted.
It's like a chain reaction where each link can behave in unexpected ways.
Yeah.
What happens in one part of the system can ripple out and have unintended consequences elsewhere.
Exactly. And that's what makes economics so fascinating and so challenging to get a handle on.
And this was just one study focused on one country
Yeah.
during a specific period.
Right.
It makes you wonder how these dynamics play out in different contexts, right?
Absolutely. And that's something I always find myself pondering.
So we've been laser focused on Turkey.
Right.
But this idea that oil prices can have such unpredictable effects,
Yeah.
it makes you think about the bigger picture. Sure.
Absolutely. Every country, every economy has its own unique set of circumstances.
Right.
What holds true in Turkey might not hold true in, say, a country with large domestic oil reserves
Right.
or a completely different industrial makeup.
Right. What about here? We're not exactly immune to the ups and downs of the global oil market.
Right.
What are some of the ways these dynamics might be playing out closer to home?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's something I encourage everyone to think about.
Okay.
Start connecting the dots in your own life.
Okay.
Next time you fill up your gas tank
Yeah.
and you grumble about the price,
Yeah.
maybe also spare a thought for how those prices are affecting businesses in your area.
It's easy to forget about those connections, that what we pay for things here is influenced by this whole web of global factors,
Right.
oil prices being a big one.
Exactly. And it's not just about the price at the pump, right?
Right.
Think about how oil prices influence the cost of transporting goods, which then impacts the prices of everything,
Right.
from groceries to electronics.
It's like this hidden tax that's baked into so many things we buy.
That's a great way to put it. And the effects can be far-reaching,
Right.
impacting different industries and income levels in different ways. Understanding those connections can help us make more informed choices, both as consumers and as citizens.
So what you're saying is,
Yeah.
the next time we see a headline about oil prices, don't just gloss over it.
Yeah.
Take a moment to consider the ripple effects.
Precisely. Because even seemingly small changes in one part of the world can have a surprisingly big impact closer to home.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the complex world of oil prices and their economic consequences.
Right.
We hope this episode has given you a new lens through which to view these issues
Definitely.
and maybe spark some curiosity to do a little deep diving of your own.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep connecting those dots.